March 14th. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. Matthew 23, verse 9. I remember the loneliness of my first major loss. I was 5 years old and my father had died. I hadn't yet learned about death. It was true that sometimes my parents went away for a few days. Mother would tell me that Aunt Ethel was going to take care of me and they would be back on Sunday. I waited, and on Sunday they always returned. But when Daddy got sick, he went away in an ambulance, and the next day, Mama told me he wouldn't be coming home anymore. When Daddy's strong arms had wrapped around me in a bear hug, I always felt warm and protected. But now that Daddy wasn't coming back, everything changed. For a long time, I couldn't cry. I wouldn't talk to anyone, not even Mama. Instead, I crawled far under my blankets at night, trying to feel safe. One night, my mother came in and sat beside me. "You miss Daddy, don't you, honey?" she asked softly. "Well, so do I. But you do still have a father, you know. You have a Father God who lives in heaven. Come on, let's kneel down and talk to Him." She pulled me out from under the covers, and we knelt together by the bed. "Our Father," she said so earnestly that I knew somebody was really listening, "we need your help. We need to feel your presence, so we'll know we're really not alone." Then she began to cry, holding me, and I pressed my face against her shoulder and let my tears soak into the cloth of her dress. "Father God," I whispered. It felt good saying that. "Father God." Slowly, a new warm and comforting feeling filled me. The awful loneliness faded. I felt safe again, just the way I used to, when Sunday came and Daddy was home. Keep your arms around me, Father God, and let me feel your presence every day.